Most state capitals are built with the idea they'll be used for more than just 5 days. However, this state used its first building for less than a week before abandoning it. The building remains, but the government quickly adjourned to a location more convenient for their travel and political agenda. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Planting season is just around the corner now, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you of my friends at Wilcross. It's the brand we've used on our farm for over 2 decades. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities. You can get the details by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. Of course, if you're a corn grower, keep in mind my friends at AgriGold, the corn specialist. When all you do is corn, you can look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. To find out more about the new giant hybrids that are standing out in yield trials, go to AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. Ron Harris says there's a good reason a site near Fort Riley was chosen as the location for the first territorial capital of Kansas.
Governor Reeder picked this site out, more or less, on the edge of Fort Riley, on the edge of the frontier. And you could go no further west in civilization than this spot here, as far away from Missouri as you could possibly go.
A capital far from Missouri made it more difficult for pro-slavery settlers to travel to the seat of government. The Kansas Territory prepared to vote for its first set of legislators to fill the new building at Pawnee, next to Fort Riley. About 3,000 legal voters lived in the territory.
But on Election Day, the Missourians, taking their civic duties very seriously, moved across the border and set up the ballot boxes. And so in the count of the ballots, there's 6,307, more than twice the number of legal votes in the territory.
Only two free staters were elected in the rigged affair. The governor threw out the results, but pro-slavery legislators maintained they were legally elected. Matters came to a head on July 2, 1855. The date of the first meeting at this territorial capital.
They threw out the free state men. On July the 4th, there's only one of them left, and he was John Wakefield. And here's why this building is important. John Wakefield makes a statement, which is the fuse of the Civil War. And he says, "Gentlemen, this is a memorable day, and it may become more so, for your acts will be the means of lighting the watchfires of war in our land."
The building served as the capital for just 5 days. The pro-slavery legislature made a new capital in Shawnee Mission, next to Missouri. This building stood the test of time, though. It remains open to the public, a place where the fuse of the Civil War was lit in Kansas and across the nation. Traveling the countryside, at Fort Riley, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.